Blog Talk Radio.
How would I treat myself if I thought I was sacred? How would I love myself if nothing was wrong? I'd be in the moment, enjoying what's inside, and sing to the world a glorious song. How would you treat yourself if you thought you were sacred? How would you love yourself if nothing was wrong? You'd be in the moment, enjoying what's inside, and sing to the world a glorious song. You are sacred. You are
Cynthia Fontaine, and thank you for joining me. This is October 31st, Halloween night. I hope you guys are all having a great Halloween, and I apologize for being late getting on. I've had a really booked, packed-filled day, and Mercury in retrograde is really wreaking havoc today. I couldn't launch the chat room. Couldn't get into my studio. I got cut off on the phone calling in. Anyway, it looks like the chat room is loading now. So if you want to join me in the chat room, that is up and running finally. Anyway, I'd love to see you guys there. So tonight's show, since it's Halloween, is all about curses and spookiness. So I'm not going to go too much into astrology this week, as we're short of time because I got on so late. But just know that we are in Mercury retrograde, so expect communication problems. So if you're having difficulty communicating with your spouse or family or your boss, just take a deep breath, take a step back, and know that November 10th, everything will shift. Plus, we're in Scorpio, and we have a a solar eclipse coming up on Sunday. So the energy, and we just got hit by a whole bunch of X1 solar flares. So the energy right now is really kind of crazy in the atmosphere and astrologically wise. So just take a deep breath, take a step back, and know that if communication goes awry, don't take it too personally. Mercury is having some fun. And plus Scorpio added in there, and we have a whole bunch of other stuff going on astrologically that is affecting it as well. This is a time where everything kind of feels really heavy because Scorpio is really serious. And it's a time where, I've been talking about this now probably for a couple of weeks where we're going to start really feeling like we need to start moving forward. And to do that, sometimes we have to see big change or big things like we just had in the United States here with the government shutdown. The systems, all our systems have to change because they don't work anymore. We're moving in that direction. But I don't want to spend too much time on that. We'll save that for another day. So, again, happy Halloween to everybody. And I know other countries, I know I have a lot of Canadian listeners. I don't think you guys celebrate Halloween there, but I'm not sure. But if you do, happy Halloween. And if you don't, then, enjoy the show anyway because it's sort of a general thing. Now, in my work, I'd have to say my number one question is, what about Ouija boards? And are they okay to use? And my answer is always the same. No, they are not okay to use. People say, well, I've used it before and haven't had a problem. And, a lot of times it'll be kids or teenagers who want to play with the Ouija board. But know that when the Ouija board was originated, it was created with an intent of bringing in lower vibration entities. And that energy still comes with the board today. So, for all of those of you who have thought about playing with one, if you have one, know that if you haven't had a problem, at some point you will. It's pretty much guaranteed. Now, if you would like to call in, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. Now, I'm here with a bunch of friends tonight. We're celebrating Halloween. So if you hear talking in the background, that's my group of friends, and my number one student is here with me tonight, and I hope that she chimes in at some point. She doesn't want to be on the radio. But anyway, we're having a lot of fun, and so let's get back to Ouija boards. If you have a Ouija board, the second question I get with Ouija boards is, oh, my God, I have this Ouija board, and I've had all these problems. Now, how do I get rid of it? Only one way to successfully get rid of a Ouija board and break the energy, and you have to bind the board and burn it, and then bury the ashes or take the ashes to the ocean and get rid of them in the ocean. Some people say bury it. Some people say burn it, but you have to bind it because if you don't bind it, then the energy is not bound to the board. The energy is still free because you have to understand, once you open the portals to another dimension, unless you close them, that dimension stays open. Even if you get rid of the physical board, like if you give it away or throw it in the trash. So that's really, really an important thing. I'm going to take a drink of water here and catch my breath. I'm on super high energy. I've been doing readings all afternoon. Plus I did a big haunted house yesterday, which was a lot of fun. But it's raining here tonight, so unfortunately the haunted house is canceled. But that's okay. There's always next year. All right, so, we're going to talk about curses. That's another question I get a lot is, what about curses? Are they real? Well, that depends on if you believe they're real or not. If anything that you believe becomes a reality. So if you believe in curses, then yes, curses are real. If you don't believe in curses, do they make them not real? Well, I guess that depends on your belief. We're having some fun here. There are, of course, people who do dabble in areas which I choose not to, on the darker side of things. So could somebody, say, curse someone else? Yes, somebody could curse someone else if the intent is there. That being said, if you don't believe it, you don't believe it's possible, then the curse is just like, you know, coming to a closed door and can't get through. So, you know, it would just sort of fall off, so to say. Aboriginals in Australia, they're an interesting bunch over there. They actually recently got outlawed, that they're not allowed to point at people anymore, because when you are pointed at by a tribal person in Africa and they curse you, whoever they do this curse to dies within 3 days. And it's become such a big thing that it's against the law now for them to do that. And again, and this is part of the belief and part of their heritage and history. So if you are from a part of the world where that type of belief has been instilled, then, yeah, you're probably going to believe in the curse. So if you get pointed at by an Aboriginal and, you know, he gives you the curse and you believe you're going to be dead because he's done this, then, yep, guess what? 3 days later, you're dead. But again, it's become such a big thing that they've outlawed it. It's illegal for them to do that now. So again, you know, a lot of it is what you believe, what you buy into. You know, do you accept it or not? And that being said, again, you know, there are people out there who actively sell and that sort of thing to other people. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it is effective or takes effect, because you can just bounce it right off of you. Like, if you're playing, what's that game we used to play when they throw the ball and hit you in gym? Anybody remember? Dodgeball. So dodgeball. So, you know, you get the rubber ball, they throw the rubber ball and it bounces right off. And the same thing can happen with curses, that type of thing. So how could you say, if you feel that somebody is, we'll use a term that many people are familiar with, giving you the evil eye, mm-hmm. How could you sort of bounce that off of you or protect yourself from, we'll say, the evil eye, which could cover a lot of different things? If somebody talks bad about you, that's a type of a curse. So how could you now take that evil eye and bounce it off of you? Well, there's lots of things you could do. The best thing is to keep your vibration high. And how do you keep your vibration high? Well, there's lots of ways. Exercise helps with raising your vibration. Eating good, pure food, keep the chemicals as low as possible, and that's the same as in your environment. Have a healthy mental, positive attitude, and whatever your higher power is, keep connected to them. And you can ask for protection, whether you believe in angels or the Buddha or God or Jesus or whoever. You know, you might have a favorite saint. You can ask them to protect you and shield you. Another really good thing to do is, because we accumulate people's energies during the day that we encounter, we've all had that person in our life or people in our lives who we just couldn't see eye to eye with, for whatever reason. I have a neighbor in particular who is quite unpleasant, and everybody else in the neighborhood gets along great except for this one neighbor who doesn't get along with anybody. So how can you take that energy of another person, say, that's negative, that's in your close proximity, and protect yourself from it? Or even if you have an argument with a family member, a child, husband, neighbor, it can be anybody. It doesn't have to be somebody particularly close to you, but it could be a coworker. One thing you can do, a really easy and simple exercise, is we create these energetic cords between every person that we have a relationship with. And a relationship could be something as simple as talking to a telemarketer on the phone. Now, if you talk to a telemarketer on the phone, chances are you're not going to create a strong connection, but there is a connection. So the people that you have the closer relationships with are the ones that you really want to focus on, and particularly the ones that you have difficult relationships with. So what you can do is some cord cutting, because we attach these cords, like for when I was a kid, we used to play telephone. That was before there were cell phones. And we would take a string and two paper cups and put the string on each paper cup with a knot and talk to each other through the phone. So if you haven't played that, you can imagine, you know, visualize the two paper cups with the string now connecting the two of them. So imagine the person who you were having this relationship with or difficulty being having that you holding one cup and them holding the other cup, and put the phone up to your ear, the cup up to your ear, and now you're attached. Well, we create these energetic cords that attaches us to each and every single person that we come in contact with. So now you have the visual of the cord connecting you to the other person. So now what you can do is cut that cord. Another thing that I like to do sometimes is, you know, the vacuum cleaners that have the cords that go into the vacuum cleaner. So you pull it out, plug it into the wall, and then when you unplug it, you just tug on the cord and the cord zips back into the vacuum. So sometimes I like to use the vacuum cord technique, where I imagine that the cord is plugged into me and I unplug it and I give it a tug and zip it back to the other person who it belongs to. So those are two things that you can do. And you can do this. I like to do it when I'm taking a salt bath, which I try to do every single day, because as an intuitive, you know, my antennas are always open, and it's like getting all the television stations or all the radio stations all at once. And so I have to clear off that energetic stuff. And if I don't do my salt bath, you know, like every day, I'll gain like 5 pounds overnight. It's crazy, but that's what happens. So I have to clear all everybody's other stuff off me. And it's not that it's bad stuff. It's just I pick up everybody's energy. So when I'm in my salt bath, I visualize, for example, if I've had something happen that day with a friend or something, I'll imagine the friend, I'll imagine the cord connecting the two of us, and then I'll just cut the cord, and or I'll use the vacuum technique and send the cord back to them. Now, does this disconnect your relationship? No. What it does is it just sort of breaks the channel of any negativity that's coming through, and you just want to send it back to them. And we all take on other people's energies and stuff, and you know, we accumulate them, and we give off our own energies and things, and we leave our energy with other people as well. So it's also a good idea to collect up your energy that you've left with other people when you're doing this technique. Now, I have done cord cutting on shows in the past where I've walked you guys through it. I don't remember off the top of my head which particular show it was, but you guys can go back and listen to the replays if you want. or if you want to do any specialized sessions with me personally, then go on my website, www.cynthiafontaine.com, CYNTHIAFONTAIN, fill out a contact form request. And then I will be in touch with you. I do private coaching sessions. I also do gallery or group readings locally and phone readings anywhere. I have clients around the world. I'm not even sure how many countries now. I was just looking at the list this week, actually, and I was really surprised at how many countries with people I'm connected with now. Phone readings are just as effective as being in person. So if you'd like to contact me for a reading or for private sessions, then please do so through my website. I want to do this now because I always forget and I run out of time to tell you guys how to get in touch with me. The other thing is you can message me on Facebook. And my private Facebook page is CynthiaFontaine.142. And my public page, which is a mile long, is, I can't log in. Mercury in retrograde. Intuitive medium, psychic, gifted healer, animal communicator, Cynthia Fontaine. Pretty sure that's it. So if you can't find that, find my private page and message me through there. I get hundreds and hundreds of emails a day, so the best way to reach me is through Facebook messaging me or fill out the contact page on my website because that goes directly into my inbox and I will see that. But if you email me, chances are I will not see that. Okay, so let's get back to curses and spookiness. Let's see, just checking in the chat room. Okay, checking Facebook, make sure I don't have anybody there with questions because sometimes people actually listen from the Facebook link and I miss things there. Anyway, all right, so that's how to reach me. And remember to check out my Alchemy of the Earth, my all-natural body products, bath and body products. And I have a fabulous aura spray that can assist in clearing off other people's energies from you. It's, I personally formulated it and did a lot of research choosing the ingredients that go into it. So if you are intuitive or sensitive especially, this is a great thing to have. So check out alchemyoftheearth.com. And you can also find that on Facebook or through the website. Okay, enough about that. All right, so Halloween and spookiness. Things that go bump in the night. I bought a haunted house. If you've listened to me before, you know. And if you haven't, now you do know. What is that like? Well, it's kind of crazy. It was actually kind of crazy, actually. Every night at 10 o'clock when I went to bed, there would be footsteps above my bedroom in the room up above where nobody lived. It was an empty room with just storage. And the footsteps would go on for several minutes, and I would finally have to say, stop, I need to go to sleep, and the footsteps would stop. And weird things would happen. My keys would disappear for 3 days, and they would always show up the third day on the top of my pocketbook. And my son, who was young when I moved into this house, my youngest son, he even says to this day, my mother would dump that whole purse out and those keys would be nowhere to be found in the house. And then always on the third day, they'd show up on the top of her purse. So it was kind of interesting, you know, living in a house that was filled with what we'll call spooks, where things would disappear. I had a pair of glasses disappear off a nightstand that till this day have never been found. And I'm a cleaner where, like, I don't just clean the dust off the top of the, you know, bureaus or whatever. I move furniture and the whole house gets cleaned down to bare bones at least twice a year. So those glasses have disappeared, never to be found, and that was over 10 years ago. So what do you do if you have things that are rattling around in your house? Well, there are lots of things you can do, and a lot of people know about smudging. The one thing that most people aren't aware of is when you smudge with sage, and this is a Native American method, you know, you take your sage and you burn it and you go through every room in the house, and which clears the energy. What it also does, however, is it opens up the energy field, and it might feel good for a little while in the house, and then all of a sudden it kind of feels icky again. Well, what people aren't taught is that smudging is great and it does clear the space. However, if you don't close the energy field back up, it's wide open, like leaving your front door open and inviting the whole town to come in. So the way you close the energy field is with sweetgrass. And you do the same thing that you do with the smudge. You know, when you do the smudge, you ask for the angels to come in and so forth. However your technique is, everybody's is a little bit different. You know, I call in the direction, the four directions, east, south, west, and north. I call in my animal guides, my angels and spirit guides and so forth, and clear the space. And then you do repeat with the sweetgrass, but now you close the space. And you always do it in gratitude, with gratitude of all those that have come to help with the clearing. And always be sure to say, thank you very much for assisting. And because if you just do your little ceremonial thing and then you don't thank whoever shows up, guess what? They stay too, which is fine, except, you know, our guides and the angels, they have other things to do as well. So, you know, it's like company that stays too long. You don't want to just keep them there sort of in limbo. So always say thank you very much and, you know, move on. So if you're smudging and then you're finding, again, like I said, the energy gets kind of yucky again, I'm willing to bet you're probably not closing the space with the sweetgrass. Okay, let me take another drink of water here. And my student is standing across from the table from me going, oh, my God, she just keeps talking. Well, you know, I didn't talk until I was 2 and a half, and once I started talking, I haven't stopped since. I have to make up for all that lost time. And, you know, it's funny. My son's grandmother, I call my former in-laws my outlaws. I met her in the grocery store yesterday, and she's lost her voice. And as it turns out, it's because she hasn't talked enough. So the muscles in her vocal cords have, you know, like your muscles in your body, if you don't use them, they deteriorate. So the muscles in her vocal cords have deteriorated so much, she just has a whisper. So she has to go to therapy to work her vocal cords. So I don't think I'll ever have that problem. Okay, let's see. What else do we want to cover here? Okay, I think we're going to do a little process. Okay, so if you are driving the car, if you are riding a tractor or operating a chainsaw, stop or turn me off. Listen to the replay. If you are watching TV, turn it off so you aren't distracted. If you're standing, that's fine. Just be sure that in case you fall over, you're standing in a place where you're not going to fall onto the stove. I've had people fall right over doing my meditations. In fact, it's funny. I had someone call me 2 days ago who listened to last week's replay and said exactly that. She was cracking up because she couldn't keep herself upright during the meditation. Okay, so whether you're standing or sitting down, if you're standing, obviously your feet are on the ground, I hope. And if you're sitting, put both feet flat on the ground. With your legs uncrossed, and sit straight up, put your hands either on, if you're sitting at a table, you can put your hands in front of you on the table, palms up, or you can put them in your lap, again, palms up and your arms uncrossed. And this position, body position, the reason why, I say uncrossed is because you want to be an open channel, and when you cross your body, your legs, your arms, it's like tying your shoes. So it keeps your shoe on, but it closes the opening of the shoe. So you want to be open to allow spirit to come through. Whatever you that is for you. Again, whether it's God or Buddha or Allah or the angels, whatever you believe in. Or you can don't even have to have a name for it. Okay, so now as you're sitting here with your body open and relaxed, take a nice deep breath in, belly breath, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, and a big exhale out. And we're going to take another nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And we're going to take a little journey, a journey into your soul. Now, as you take a nice deep breath in, just feel your body relax. And you may see pictures come into your mind. There may be a particular thing that's bothering you today that comes to light, that comes up right in front of your mind. Just acknowledge all those thoughts that are coming through, any stresses of your day. Just acknowledge them and let them go out just as fast as they came in. And as you continue your nice deep breathing, bring your thoughts back to the breath, allowing the thoughts to come and go and coming back to the breath. Now imagine a person in your life. It can be someone in the present time who you've had difficulties with, or it can be someone you've connected with in the past where there's been some difficulties. And you're now ready to sort of free the relationship, forgive the difficulties, start anew. So imagine that person before you. Give a little nod, a little bow to that person. And if no one particular comes forward, that's okay. Just send the energy out to any difficulties that you have in your life or have had in your life or relationships. And just let the energy go wherever it's supposed to. So, again, as you nod to the person and acknowledge they're there, now, imagine the energetic cords that we spoke about earlier connecting you and this other person. And do what you feel is right for you, whether you use the vacuum cord or cut the cord. You can use your fingers to cut the cord like scissors or real scissors or a knife. As you do this, imagine you graciously, with gratitude and love, give the person back their energy and whatever belongs to them. And you don't have to be specific. The higher source knows what's theirs, and they know what's theirs. Just give it back to them, offer them back. And ask that whatever you have left with them, you now retrieve back to you, making you whole again. So now as the process completes. Again, acknowledge the other person. Thank them for coming. Thank them for whatever lessons they've brought into your life. And know now that you can go forward in your relationship, whether it's past or present, and be on better ground. And as you take a nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, come back into the present time, into present moment, so you can wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, wiggle your body. You can get up and dance if you want. It's just a way to come back into your body and ground. Now, if you feel kind of spacey after this, this was just a little quick process, but you still may feel spacey. So if you are and you are driving, you know, you need to drive the car or whatever, just take a minute, get something to drink, have something to eat kind of thing. And you should do that anytime you go into an altered space like that, whether you're through meditation or so forth. Always ground yourself before you get up and go, especially driving the car. All right. So I don't see any questions in the chat room, and we are down to 2.5 minutes left. Guys, have any spookiness you want to chime in on? See, because we're all, like, spooky as it is. And the things that come up in our lives, not even so much personally, but with clients that we see, we can never guess what's going to come up. It's pretty funny. One thing I wanted to talk about, which I'm going to have to do really quickly now, is interestingly enough, 2 weeks ago, working with one of my students, we'll call it the, as most people know him, the Angel of Death showed up. And he actually showed up a couple of days before our appointment. I was kind of freaked out because I thought, oh, my God, who are you here for? Well, as it turns out, he wasn't here for anybody. What he was here for was to work with us and teach us. So I found that, we both found that really, really interesting. And what we learned was he's really not scary and he's just doing his job. It sort of reminds me of Ebenezer Scrooge when the spirit of the, you know, the different spirits of Christmas past and all that come, and then they take him and show him his life. That's kind of like what this dude does. And so if he ever shows up, know that he's really not a bad guy like we all think he is, and that he's just doing a job. And it's just that that particular person, for whatever reason, has to go through a process that's different than the rest of us. You know, in my experience, I've crossed a lot of people over. I've been through tunnels. I've been through windows. I've done all sorts of different things with crossing people over. This is the first time this guy has shown up, and he really taught us a great lesson. So I'm going to talk more about him on future shows. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Oh, my God. We only have 25 seconds left. So if you want to contact me, again, find me on Facebook, CynthiaFontaine.142. My website is www.CynthiaFontaine.com. Send me a contact request. That way I have you in my email, and your email can come directly into my inbox. I love you guys. Hope you have a great Halloween, and I will see you next week.
Let there be light in my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be.